There's nothing to say, really. He climbed the ladder to heaven when I was a child. He got cancer. He had bowel cancer, which meant he farted a lot, then he passed away. All in about 9 months. And I was only nine. Nines are everywhere. That's why I had to have the other thing done. I had to have a colonoscopy, which I wouldn't have minded really, but all the students had to look at my bum as well. It's not funny. He was the best dad in the world. And he was only 46. Do you know what? I miss him like hell. I used to go to my mum and try to be good on that. I used to really try. I used to bake. And to be extremely honest with you, I could bake and stuff. I used to do little butterfly buns with a Smartie on top as an extra. She did her best to cover up. I wish she hadn't really. I wish we'd all just sat down and cried. My mum had two miscarriages between my brother Richard and me. It's why he's a bit older. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Except it made a difference, really. My mum told me it was what it was like to lose two children. So I always felt a bit responsible. I always felt I had to try really hard. You said there must be something fun in your family. Well, there isn't. My sister's at college and she's going to be a doctor. The only thing that's funny is that I'm the thick one. And my mum, she teaches infants. She works hard for us all. I do my best not to private with her, except I'm a touch. I wasn't as a boy, I just got that way as I grew up. And I know it hurts her a little bit, but I don't say that much sometimes. I do try. But I think you'd have to have one of your parents pass away for you to sit down and just talk to the other one. Trouble is, my dad passed away when I was too young for it to be possible. I hate him for that. No, I don't. But I hate him for dying. I'd know my mum better if he hadn't died. It's odd. It shouldn't be the opposite. It isn't.